Yes.
Okay. All right.
Unless you want to wait one more minute and just chat.
No, let's get moving. Let's
okay.
get moving. All right. I want to welcome everyone here tonight.
And I'm then so you froze.
Glad. Pardon?
Everybody froze.
Oh, I want to welcome everybody.
Did I freeze?
Here tonight. Glad to see you all. I hope that, you know, this is going to be fun. This is not real formal and sticky. And be free and be relaxed. We're all in this together to share. So, Robin, back to you.
Okay, so obviously I was the one that froze. So I apologize for that. So welcome everyone to our best practices for presidents that are, that were, and that wanna be. It's a little biblical thing there. So what we're going to do is we're going to, I'm going to start off because we've got some new faces or faces that may not know all the faces. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to call on you. So, and I'm going to ask you to tell me, what chapter you're in. What is your current role? Are you the president? Have you been a president? If so, was it local or state? And if not, do you want to be? So I'm just going to go across the top. So Renee, you're first.
I am from Buffalo Niagara chapter. I'm here just running the Zoom meeting, but past state president and past BNC chapter president.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Patty Pollack?
I'm from the Tri-County chapter, and I've never been the president of any part of it. I am the vice president of the Tri-County chapter, and no, I do not want to be state president. I am state treasurer. I do not have any interest to be state. I'm just here to listen and learn, because I like to learn.
Okay, good, good, because we're going to talk about best practices that can be incorporated in your chapter, even if you aren't president, because you're always there for your president. So that's a good thing. Cynthia.
Okay, hi, Cynthia Valton, and I'm with the Buffalo Niagara chapter, and I'm president, and I was financial chair for a couple of years, so that's what I do.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I'm going to skip Jackie for now. I'll come back to you. Pat Ferguson.
Hi. I am I was president of Central New York back when it was, I've forgotten what it was called back then, but it's Central New York now. And I'm a re-upped oldie and president, God help us. I'm not really good at president. I can do lots of things, but I can run a meeting and say, okay, shut up, it's time to move on, which is not my way.
That's not a best practice, Pat.
Well, I never said I knew what I was doing. I just said I could do it.
We'll talk about other ways to do that. Great. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Shirley, you're next.
Hello, I'm from Sullivan County chapter. Hey, Jack. And I was president 2000 and, oh gosh, I think 8 and 9, local, and up and coming president when I grow up of state.
Great. Very good. Good. Sue, you're next.
I've been a member of BPW, New York State Women, for 43 years. I started out when I was teaching in Syracuse, so I started in 1977 in Camillus for BPW and then transferred up to Messina. And I served every office in our local chapter except treasurer, because we have a good treasurer that will just keep going. So I'm president again this year, but we keep recycling to keep it going. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Thank you. Mary Ellen, you're next.
It doesn't want to unmute for her.
She's trying, though.
Pushing that button. There you go, Mariana.
Am I okay?
You're good now. Yep.
Okay. I'm past New York State Women, Inc. president from 2009 to 2011. I'm currently president of Yates County Women, And I am Regent Director for Region 7.
Great, thank you. Marilyn, you're next.
Richmond County. I have served as Region Director, and right now I'm just President. That's enough.
Just President.
Taking care of the crew.
Okay, good. Awesome. Thank you. All right. So we have some current presidents, some past presidents, some I don't want to be a president ever, Patty.
Well, you know what they always say, never say never, but
I know.
Not on my radar, that's for sure.
I know.
I'm happy right where I'm at.
That's good. And you should be happy. Do what you're good at. Okay, good. So when you think of a president, when you think of a good president, what are some words that describe a good president to you? How do they make you feel? What do they do? I'm going to allow just shout it out, and then I'm going to actually take some notes on this. So what are words that would describe a good president? How do they make you feel? What do they do? Anybody?
A good leader who listens.
Okay, leader who listens.
Welcoming, friendly.
Okay. Someone else?
Organized.
Communication.
Organized communication. Okay. What else?
Ready to delegate.
Ah. Okay, now delegating, that's tricky. You could be ready to delegate, but still not.
You have to encourage them.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Mentor.
Good, perfect, yes. What else?
See the bigger picture.
Big picture, good.
They have to motivate their members.
Okay.
To want to take office and become leaders themselves by example.
Okay, good, good. What else? Fun, maybe?
Fun, yeah.
Fun is good.
I think listening skills, you've got to be able to hear what everybody wants and what their feelings are and what the program choices are.
Good. Because we have a diverse membership, so we have to make sure that the programming that we do has a little bit for everyone. Not every topic is going to reach everyone, but there should be something throughout that will reach them. So you have to make sure that you involve a lot of things. Good. What else?
You have to be flexible. What we did last year is we tried to arrange for some people who work in the daytime have evening meetings 1 month, a lunch meeting the next month. So try to keep it going.
Okay, good. And do you have your meetings at the same site or do you move around?
We moved around a little bit last year.
Okay. I ask that because our group, the Mohawk Valley group, 1 year we'd been at this one place forever, and then they changed hands and we weren't really happy with that. And so we switched every month with somewhere else. And some of our seasoned members said, can you just make it one place? Cause I'm getting confused. It was tough for them. So good. I just see something in the chat here. Hold on.
One of the things we tried to do was to sponsor or go to places where our members were employed or were owners. So that we kind of incorporated reason for them to be a member of our group.
Sure.
Yeah, we did that with one of our businesses last year, and that was good for her because she opened a new business, and we had a meeting at her store, and it worked out very well. Yeah.
That's great.
I know Susquehanna also does that. They have their chapter meetings at women-owned businesses, and then next thing you know, they have like 6 new members.
Of course.
They're good at that.
That's awesome. I'm just jotting some notes here.
Encourage all of your members to participate. Don't be clicky. Just think of the whole group Everyone brings a talent and skill to the table.
Okay, good. All right, two more.
Be compassionate.
Okay.
You've got deadlines and you want them to meet your deadlines, and then there's a family emergency or the cat died, or, you know, be compassionate. Okay. This is a volunteer organization. No one's making money at it. It's not paying your bills.
Inclusive, be inclusive to everyone.
Okay, I have a question. It's not paying our bills. I quit.
I didn't tell you about that. It was a secret.
Okay. All right. Inclusive. Yes. Inclusive is good. 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 You want to make everyone feel welcome.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so a tip on that, some groups, so the Oneida chapter, what they did, I went and visited them for one of their meetings, and it was Oneida, but it was Oneida Zonta, but it was an awesome thing, so I'm going to share it here anyways. So what they do is when you walk in, you pick a number, and that's the table that you have to sit at. Because what was happening is that people would come in and you sit with the same 3-4 people that you sit with every time. Mm-hmm. And then new members would come in, and there's all these cliques, or not new members even, but potential members, right? You've got a guest. And so they come in and there's all these cliques of people. You're not going to want to join into that unless you're, you know, real good with yourself, but not a lot of people are like that. And so they don't. So, what this did was this forced everyone to sit at a different table unless you brought a guest, and then your guest could sit with you. But I just thought that was a really, really good idea for that. Now, Pat, at the CNY chapter, we can't do that. we have one big table.
Yeah, one big table. I do find we tend to sit one end or the other. And so that's probably, I think we're going to draw ABC, and we're going to alternate ABCDEFG, except EFG won't happen. It'll just be ABC. You pick a letter, you sit in a seat labeled ABC.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, good.
I think I like that. I think
number your chairs.
Yeah,
Number your chairs, and they got to pick a number and sit in that particular chair.
Yeah, we had one group that I was in. It was our awards event where we gave out a lot of scholarships. And so this was the event. And what happened was I wasn't president of this group, but I was like the dinner coordinator. And so I forced members to sit at every single table, because there were 5 tables of 8. I said, you have to sit at different tables, because when our scholarship winners come in, I want them to be with members. I don't want them, all the scholarship winners, to be at one table by themselves. Mm-hmm. So you have to mix it up. So very good. All right.
During my presidency, I had a little mini ambassador program.
Okay. Tell us about that.
So anybody who was new, sat with some of the more seasoned members. And so it was a way of splitting up those seasoned members, but they were ambassadors. Uh-huh. So they didn't think about being split up. They thought about being leaders and teaching and mentoring. Okay. So as new people joined, I would call someone and say, listen, Robin just joined. So are you making the meeting this month or this week? And they'd say, yes. I said, good. I'm going to seat her next to you, and you're going to take her through the meeting, explain her things, and, you know, show her the ropes. So kind of assign. So you were giving them someone so they didn't feel alone and, you know, not knowing anyone. And then your seasoned members, you were giving them a responsibility rather just showing up for dinner.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And I would also even, if you have members that don't always come, maybe reach out to them and say, hey, I need someone to help welcome this member. Can you be at the meeting this month? And maybe encourage them to get them excited about being part of the organization and give them a task and just to involve them. So
I accidentally did that a couple of times. I had some women in real estate join, and I had members who had been in real estate for a long time. And I was like, hey, you know, Pat, you haven't been here in a while. We've got some young real estate, you know, brokers, agents who just joined us. Could you come? I know you haven't been here like in 5 years. And she's like, real estate, I'll be there. It was Pat Pomeroy.
Did she show up?
Yeah, she was a past Big Shot president here, so of course she did.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, that was my first discussion topic, so you guys did very, very well. Okay, second, to tie along with the new members and welcoming members, how many of you for your membership do a form of member orientation? Mm-hmm. Does anybody do a member orientation other than here's our committee list, what do you want to be on?
Well, we have a packet that we give out to our members.
Okay.
It's a nice little packet with all kinds of information, an informational packet, so it's quite nice.
Okay, that's good. That's mm-hmm. that we consider orientation. Does anyone else do something as far for orientation?
We never have typically, but I will say I didn't attend the meeting, but this year in February, the Sullivan County chapter had a planning committee meeting. So anyone who thought about joining a committee and wanted to learn about what the committees were, they took the month of February to go over the committees and do some planning and stuff. So they did that in February.
Okay, good. I like that. And that's good for your other members too. I know in the past, the Mohawk Valley group, we got a bunch of members one year, but we didn't really have a big orientation for them. So they were there and they still, after a couple of years, didn't understand what was New York State Women, what did we do, what were our committees. So we did a big thing, similar to what Shirley said, where we did the nuts and bolts of New York State Women and the Mohawk Valley chapter. And that it was an orientation, but for everybody. So reminder for the season, or, you know, new members and things. That's great. What else? What are some of the other things you do to help your new members?
Give out a packet which gives the history of the organization, how okay. we started, when we started, what we do, naming up the various committees.
Okay.
And that sort of gets their interest and we try to give them a job too, and they're new members with okay. somebody watching over them, holding sure. their hand. But if they're not doing anything, they kind of lose interest.
Yes, exactly. That's so true. You want to involve them without overwhelming them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We try to put a spotlight on each of our members at times, so that we again educate each person about what their jobs are, get them into doing their own program at some point, even having a fellowship night. To attract a few other people, just for drinks and pizza or whatever, you know what I mean, that kind of thing. So,
okay, yeah. good. Does anyone else do?
Well, we always introduce our new members at our meetings too, and they stand up. We have an introduction. Oh, we go around, and everyone introduces themselves, and then new members. And
okay,
mm-hmm. Robin, we provide a roster with the information about the organization plus the current members and the current programs, and we give each new person a copy of the roster. We also, if they become a member, we provide a business card for the group, a good-sized packet of business cards, so that they have that they can pass out to other people to get them interested in our group.
So what is on that business card?
It's kind of like your contact information, having address, telephone number. It also includes if you're employed somewhere, where you're employed, or if you're an officer, it includes your office within the group.
And can I ask who does those for you? Do you do them
or? We have a vice president who took it upon herself to be responsible, and she sets it up and she goes through a print shop to have them done and then passes them out at the next meeting.
Great. So would that be part of your membership expense?
No, she takes it upon herself as
wow.
as the VP, that's her responsibility. That's her contribution to membership.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I think you probably could incorporate it in your budget if you chose.
Yes, if you had the funds, yeah. I right. really like that idea. Thank you, Mary Ellen, for sharing.
I can send you a copy of, or at least a copy of mine if you want me to.
Oh, yeah, I would love that. Thank you.
I had Joyce DeLong last year did it for me, business cards, some for myself, and then another packet, which I ordered New York State Women of the logo on it and everything, so you could put your name on it and say, come to lunch with us or come to this meeting or whatever.
Good.
Yeah.
That's great. And I know we have some of those too that are join us at our next meeting kind of thing. Awesome. I like that. Does anyone do name tags? Do you give your new members name tags?
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do they turn them in at the end of every meeting so that?
No.
They
keep them.
So it's incumbent upon them to remember to wear them each time.
Right. They're responsible for their own name tags.
What are they? I know.
We do collect them for those who feel that they will lose them.
That's true. Yes.
We do have a pile that we carry with us from meeting to meeting.
Okay. So you don't have just my name. Hello, my name is.
No, they're the ones with the magnetic thing on the back.
Yep.
I think you guys had them for the EC for a while.
Yeah, we have the New York State Women logo. Again, Joyce made those up for us too. If we had new members,
they're really nice.
Yeah.
That's where we get ours from too.
Mm-hmm. Are they pins or are they these magnets that put
magnets?
Magnets.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, that way you're not hurting your clothing or your lapels with all these pins.
Right, yeah. Right.
I can show you one.
I was just getting mine.
You got one? Okay. Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And where mine lives is my apartment door is metal. Right there. So as I'm leaving, I'm like, oh, I have New York State Women tonight. Click. Yeah. So.
Okay. All right. All right.
Okay, good. All right. Membership. So that's very important to make your members feel welcome, to get them involved, but don't be a Dracula on them. I mean, sometimes you're like, oh my God, it's fresh blood. And you like suck the life out of them and then they don't come back. So gently, be gentle with them. So.
Were you a fly on the wall when I joined or something?
Maybe I was. Okay. So I have a bunch of best practices, but before I share them, I want you to share with me your best practices, and then I will add to your list. So who would like to share a best practice that they've either seen or they do? I see Renee.
Communication is key. Communicating with your entire board and with your members. Members want to hear from you and not just at the meetings.
Okay. Not just at meetings. Okay. Who else would like to give one?
Robin, one of ours for Yates County Women is we have an officers meeting like on the first Tuesday of the month, and then we have a regular meeting on the third Tuesday of the month. And we find by having the officers meet ahead of time, we have everything kind of programmed and agenda made, treasurer's reports gone over, so that when we hit the meeting, we don't spend all of our time on the business part. We just report the information, and then we have plenty of time for program, socialization, and food if we want food.
Got it. I like that. Okay, good. Who else has a good best practice that they do?
I think it's good to keep everybody up to date. For example, the last few months here, especially the first couple of months when we're not able to meet at all in person, I would make sure to send out emails a lot saying, well, so-and-so is taking care of someone, or this one's celebrating a birthday, this one just bought a house, this one's getting ready to get married. So positive comments to send out to everybody, not just the agenda and the minutes and that kind of thing.
Okay, good. To make you human.
Yeah.
Good. I like that. Who else?
When I was president of a local a long time ago, I want to make sure that those without email got a copy of the communicator. That was the very important piece of communication. We didn't have Facebook back then, so some of the folks didn't have email. So we started, want to make sure that they got it through snail mail. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to continue that, because some of our senior members are frustrated with technology. And there's a lot that comes through on Facebook. and they don't have Facebook. So presidents today have to be cognizant of their entire membership and remember that they don't see what's going on Facebook. They might not know what the latest program is, the latest Zoom. And if they don't have the ability to do a Zoom, get them if we can in this COVID environment. You know, take your smartphone to them. The two of you could go on a Zoom together. I think that we're forgetting the people, we're leaving them behind, the people that aren't technology savvy, techno savvy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have one member who's a 63-year member. And so every time I send an email, I make sure I bring her a copy of that email.
Yeah.
So that she's included. And she's very appreciative of that.
Yeah, we cannot stop moving forward, but we cannot forget those who we stand on the shoulders of.
Yeah.
True. That should be a poster.
Mm-hmm. That what?
That should be a poster.
I think it was somewhere.
I was going to say, it sounds like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Good.
I didn't quote the whole thing right, so I didn't plagiarize.
There you go. What else? Any other?
And we send postcards out for our meetings too. So in addition to emails, we also do a postcard too.
Okay.
For all of the members.
To every member?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you do to raise money to cover all this postage?
We eat it.
Well,
well,
we have our auction. We have a huge auction in December. And last year we raised about $1,000, I think.
Great.
Usually it's around the $600 amount. But last year it was more because we have this really fabulous girl. She's Kathy, and she's a real go-getter. And we did very, very well. So that's part of it too. So we have a really good group going.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What else do you think?
One of the things I do is after each meeting, I make a list of people who did not attend, and I send a copy of the agenda, the secretary's report, and the treasurer's report. And then I put a little note inside, "We missed you this meeting. Hope you can join us the next meeting."
Oh, Mary Ellen, I love that.
Even if you didn't send, you know, the materials like you just said, even if it's just a note, "We missed you," just so they know that they exist and their presence was missed. How many people call those members to offer a ride in non-COVID times? How many times do members do that?
I don't call. I give people rides in my car, two or three people, whoever I can.
Oh, that's good.
Already doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. I pick up our member who's been 63 years. I pick her up each month. But she is great because not having any internet access, phone capabilities, computer, anything, she is wonderful about calling every member every month about coming to the meeting.
Oh, that's
wonderful.
Nice.
That's great. That's a terrific responsibility for a member like that.
Yes.
All right. What's her name?
Patricia McGrath. You probably heard her or seen her.
Yes. Does she hire out?
She probably would do anything for you, believe me.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. So does anyone else have anything else they want to share?
A thought on money. Central New York is not terribly good at fundraising, and we opted not to fundraise and to go with a flat. We support our organization. Our dues are outrageously high compared to some things, and they're really, really cheap compared to others. At $100, including the state and region and all that other stuff, but we do not fundraise. We pay for everything out of our treasury. We take care of everything including our scholarship. Is based all solely on member support, but it works. We don't have to kill ourselves at the mall wrapping paper or, you know, that kind of thing. It's an interesting it works.
And so what you guys did was you listened to your membership, and your membership said, we don't want to fundraise. But you have to raise money to do things. And so you guys gave this option, and everyone was on board. I don't think there was anyone that, you know, quit because of it. I think that that was amazing, because what you did was you were compassionate and you listened, and they're like, this is what we're going to do. So.
Oh, it makes all kinds of sense. Because some of us just sort of run both ends of the candle together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Good. I like that. Anyone else? Okay. So I want to talk about meetings now. And how many of you prior to the meeting send out your agenda, your treasurer's report, your secretary's report before the meeting itself?
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Just the agenda from us.
Agenda.
Newsletter with everything.
Okay. Oh, that's good, Marilyn. How many of you have a newsletter?
We did.
Did?
But I did it, and well, I kind of like dropped the ball. I've been transitioning, so once I get myself all settled, I'm going to start it again. I'm just going to do it differently. I'm going to steal you guys' idea, because I'm going to change ours from a 3-page newsletter to, I'm going to set it up like the Communicator.
Okay. So like an e-newsletter.
Right. And send it out that way. So it's easier for me to manage, but mm-hmm. still be able to keep the membership involved on okay. what's going on.
Well, Catherine Smith sends out information of what is going on in the community, of all the different events and so on. She'll send it out to the membership.
Okay, good.
Robin, we chose to do it differently. We chose not to give out agenda, secretary's report, and treasurer's report. We have the officers of those particular items greet the people at the door and hand them the agenda and the treasurer's report and the secretary's report, basically to get a one-on-one with the membership. But also we find that it kind of is a good opening visitation before we start our meeting.
Okay, good. I like that.
So when I was president, I can't even believe I actually did it. But I had help with it, of course. But I used to do a newsletter myself. So I would highlight any new members. I would tell them anything that has been going on the state level. And then tell them about things going on with other women in the community. So that kind of, that's how we, at that time, we had the largest membership in New York State, because we were promoting women. So they were like, I want to be a part of that. So they were joining like crazy, because they mm-hmm. knew if they joined, that one, they were going to get highlighted. They have a little picture of them so they could say I'm a member and show it to people. And I used to do it monthly.
Okay, good, good. The Mohawk Valley, many, many years ago, what we would do is we would give members, they would pay $25. And with that, they were basically buying ad time during our meeting. So for that $25, what they would be able to do is they would be able to give a 10-minute spiel on what their business did. And that it wasn't a long time. I mean, it was 10 minutes. That's you can listen to somebody for 10 minutes, but they were able to show what they did and give out business cards and everything. And it was a good way to promote from within your membership. So.
And we have a little table that we set up too for any members that would like to put out information about their business,
okay.
their products.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, for your meetings, when you start, how do you kick off your meeting? Do you have a let's go around the room, introduce each other, or how do you start your meetings?
We start with the pledge. We start with our, I can't think of it now, you know,
Colic.
And then we go around the room and allow everyone to introduce themselves.
Okay.
That's what we do too.
Okay. Anybody else do something similar to that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Marilyn, we're having trouble hearing you. Can you speak?
Yes, we'll do the same thing, and especially if we have new members or visitors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Does anybody do anything different? Okay. So I keep talking about Mohawk Valley, but that's where I was president. One of the things that we do is when I was president, I would start off with, introduce yourself. But if it's the same people coming all the time, hearing that they've been a member for 50 years and this was their job, you hear that every single month. And it gets old. So what I did was, it was, who are you and what good thing happened since our last meeting, or what did you learn since our last meeting? And it's always a question, so that they had to think about it, and it was something different. Or if you could be a superhero, who would you be? You know, and oh, I'd be Wonder Woman. Oh, I'd be the Flash. So I'd be so fast and get all my work done. You know, just different things like that. And just hearing what people, you know, do. If you could have dinner with someone alive or dead, who would that be? You know, just to hear what people say. So it's, yeah, give your name. We want to know who you are, but tell us something real about you. So that was one of the things that we did just to make it interesting. But we're a crazy group anyways, so.
Renee, at your BNC meeting, when Robin and I came up that day, we went to a table and picked out a character. And then we identified who that character was during dinner. Do you do that every month?
No, that was just a special thing because it was, I think, Women's History Month.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was just a special event that we've done it at.
So it was a card. You might want to explain it to the people. I mean, that would be good for any membership, any meeting.
Yeah, we did it again, some other meeting, but it was basically cards of famous women and different quotes that they had. And you're supposed to, you know, we probably had 50 plus cards sitting there, and you were supposed to pick out a woman and her quote that pertained to you. And that's what you somehow related to. And then when you introduced yourself, you were asked, why did you pick up that quote? So you had to give a kind of a little background about yourself and a little explanation of why that really reached out to you. So it's something different than the normal icebreakers, shall I say.
Something along that lines is, I picked these up, and since we haven't been in person, this was going to be what we were going to do at Springboard, but that didn't happen. It's called Pick a Postcard, and it's called Experiential Learning, Experiential Networking. But what it is it's a collection of all sorts of postcards. You know, you've got, We the People. You've got some nice colored chairs. You've got some flamingos and a little girl. You've got bacon and breakfast and stuff. And Rosie the Riveter's in here. You've got some women air people. So, and what the thing was, is that you put, when I did this the first time, we put them on the floor, which posed a problem for people who couldn't bend very easily. So the second time I did it on a table where you have to pick a postcard. Okay, that talk to you. And then when we went around, you had to say why you picked that postcard. And it was just really, because I would have picked a postcard, and maybe Jackie would have picked that same postcard, and Renee would have picked that same postcard, and what it meant to us would have been three different things. So it was just a really, really good exercise. So I recommend this, and I'll bring this if anybody wants me to bring it somewhere, if we ever...
Bring it to Fall Board.
I will. It's called Pick a Postcard. I will bring it to Fall Board. But getting people out of their comfort zone to think about things that aren't the routine every day is a great way to open people up, because then when they're open and then you start talking about other things and programming, their minds are already thinking. So that to me was a really, really good opportunity for that. Okay, looking back at my list here. Okay, all right, my next topic, and we are gonna have another workshop on this later on Facebook and Zoom and marketing and things like that, but how do you market your organization? How do you market your chapter? What are some of the things you do to let people know about you, or to know about your meetings, to know about what's going on? How do you get people involved? And I want people to share so that other people can like glom onto your ideas. So who wants to start?
We joined the chamber.
Okay, good.
And then we would have our monthly meetings posted on their website. And then we would invite different industries, women in different industries, to come and speak at our meetings. And we would put it out on Facebook as well, because we have a Facebook page, as well as on the chamber's page.
Okay. And how do you find that happening? I mean, is that a beneficial for you, or are you getting something from that?
I don't know if we really got anything from, like, per se using the chamber's page. But we did get several new members because our name is more out there. And then that transversed into, now we are doing collaborative events locally, which is getting our name out there even more. And actually, they've been put on hold. We are doing them this year, but we're hoping for the fall now. One was supposed to be in May and one was supposed to be in October. So now we're hoping for September and October, but you know, it just, it's our name out there. And
okay,
you know, but we've gotten, I think, 1, 2, 3, I think 4 new members we got this year.
Oh, awesome. So. Great. Is anyone else collaborating with other groups? And how do you find that?
Well, we are kind of, because of NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and ABWA, we kind of collaborate with them too. We have, well, as I said with Catherine, when they have other events, she'll put them out on the in email. We'll go out to all of us, you know, to all of the members, as to what's going on with, say, the Buffalo Rotary and so on. And several of the girls, like Joyce and Catherine Laurie, are members of the Rotary. So a lot of their friends, they'll come to some of our meetings too. And I think we've gotten some new members from that too, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Other people collaborate?
But notice in the newspaper of our meetings, that has brought some people to our meetings. They were anxious. Sometimes they're doing it to their own benefit, but the beginning.
Okay, sure.
We have one person who does Facebook, and she has copies of all our photos and articles. And then, again, the lady who calls everybody each month, she sends articles in every month to our newspapers. That's good. Really good.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, we have an Instagram page, too, mm-hmm. and a Facebook and so on. So
we have a Facebook page, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to have a business card.
Yes.
I have one that has the New York State Women logo and my name and email. And I did have, when I was vice president, my office, but then I figured I wouldn't go through all those cards. I had too many cards because I'd be then moving up to president-elect, hopefully, which I did. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have my office. But it's got the logo, my name, my email, my phone number, my address, I think. And then I'm a Young Living Essential Oil Distributor, and I have that on the bottom part of the card. So they don't have to turn it over. It's all right there. And I hand it out a lot. I talk about us with Young Living and vice versa. And I have a church I go to, and I talk about us and Young Living. So, and on Facebook, if any of you have seen my Facebook posts, about or support or like or share our activities from one of the book reviews, I had our oil people show up, my oil people show up. So we can't segregate ourselves by the organizations we belong to. We have to collaborate with all of them. Right. But a business card is so important, really is. Yeah. And if you can fund it yourself, wonderful. But Pena or Yates County gives them out. That's terrific.
Yeah. So Jackie, what I did for when I was president, I did a card up that said I was president. And now this year I'm handwriting next to it, immediate past.
I didn't want to have to do, you know, that when I was vice president.
Oh, no. I mean, it makes sense for president and then immediate past president. So.
Yeah.
So when I was president, we didn't have Facebook then.
Right.
So most of our marketing was through word of mouth, of course, trying to, we'd pay for the dinner of the person who brought in someone new.
Okay.
And we also, most of us were managers, you know, owners, that kind of thing. So we were all members of the chamber. So when we got up, you know, the Chamber of Commerce, when you're there, you introduce what your business is, whatever. So we would introduce our business and say, you know, tenure member of New York State, you know, well, then it was BPW, Business and Professional Women. And so mm-hmm. we would do things like that when we were. Now that we have Facebook, whenever I do attend our local meetings, I will immediately, like I do with our state, put up our pictures, say, you know, there were amazing women. We had, you know, astronauts, designers, this, that, the other, you know, a place where you can come and join. And I always like leave something to the imagination, you know, for them to think about, like, who was this person? Like, you know, we had a doctor there today, you know, like at our January meeting locally here, we had a lawyer, a judge, a local judge who was running for district attorney against a male. And we had her speak about the status. She lost that election that year. So in January, she was our keynote speaker. And she talked about the law. I forgot, you know, the law, Patty, you were supporting big. I can't remember it now. We talked about that law. And she clarified it for us and told us what we could and couldn't do. And then she talked about the status of women and how many women, you know, were running businesses and the racial disparities and the incredible amount of African-American women I didn't even know that was owning businesses and things of that nature. So she gave us great statistics. So the following month, I did an article about, you know, about the face of a woman who lost a race and said, I must still educate my women, my fellow sisters and things like that from the bench. So it was pretty cool. So you highlight those speakers that you've had and they're happy about it. So people who follow them come, that kind of thing. But the first thing I do is put up pictures. Sometimes I'll say, you know, where am I tonight with hanging out with, you know, 20 hot women. And they're like, what? You know, and then it gets their attention. And then I follow up with an article.
Yeah, no, that's great. And those articles, you know, anytime you want to just send them to PR@nyswomeninc.org so they can go in the communicator or the Nike and stuff.
I have to train myself. I never think about that, but I'll do better.
I'll just keep telling you. Great. Other things that you do to help market your groups?
One of the things we do, Robin, is to put a call to meeting out. And it has the information about the time and place of meeting and the program or the speaker. And we encourage our members to either hang it up in their businesses or to take it someplace and hang it up. Like I take mine and put it up in a beauty shop. And then sometimes we get callbacks from it.
Great. What else?
Well, Renee sends out every time we have a speaker in our monthly programs, Renee sends everything out. And with all the information, picture of the guest speaker and so on.
That's great. So question, do you pay for your dinner speaker? Or no?
Yes, we do. Yes.
Do you give them a gift?
Yes we do.
Yep. What kind of gifts do you give?
Yeah. Well, we usually send something out because there are several people, they have different items that they would like to give as a gift. So they take turns basically, but last year Catherine had her cards, her Buffalo cards, and mm-hmm. So she gave those out to the guest speaker.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right, we are at the 10-minute mark. Final thoughts. First of all, do you have at least one nugget that you're going to be able to take back to your chapter? So an idea. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you don't have a nugget, we've got 9 minutes to give you one more nugget.
I think I'm going to talk to Karina about the newsletter. That was very, very effective during my presidency. Like I said, we had the largest organization in New York State down here at the time, and it was mainly due to the highlighting of local women and highlighting the new members, so they felt really a part of something and accepting. So okay. I forgot all about that. And the other thing was calling the people who didn't attend the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't, you know, that's a job, but it'll be a job we have to find for someone who isn't super busy. So, you know, like her member, like Lex's member, she, you know, she's retired and she's at home and she does those kinds of things. So she has time, but we'll have to find someone to do that, you know, but I think that's a great idea because when they don't attend, they do feel left out, you know? Yeah. And so it's like, I haven't been there in 5 months. Why bother? But if they hear about some of the things, they might say, oh my God, I didn't even know and come out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And another thing about the people that don't attend the meetings is that once you haven't attended maybe two or three, you might be embarrassed to come back. And an email is so easy to send to people, but sometimes picking up the phone, I mean, it's a lost art. I know there are some of you that love the phone and you love calling on the phone. Others, give me an email, you know, but we'll talk about that in Buffalo in September.
Huh? That's true. That's true. We will.
But I think I love that's what you're going to think about. I want to think about that too. Cause you know, why aren't they there? Is something happening that we don't know about that we can, you know, be praying about for them or sharing with others about with them. But other final thoughts.
How many presidents call members who are lapsed?
I do.
Marilyn. And ask why.
I do.
Marilyn. Mm-hmm. Marilyn. Good. Okay.
I was going to go down my list.
And sometimes we don't get the straightforward answer.
Okay. Good.
Last time I called a lapsed member, I got a less than favorable response. Gently.
Well, you know, that'll happen. And something ticked them off, you know, and it's unfortunate something ticked them off about the organization.
I wasn't sure if it was the organization or just the stability of their life in general that was less than favorable.
Oh, so they took it out on you. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know, I listen to people all the time who have troubles and issues, so not a big deal to catch one more, you know?
You have big shoulders.
I had one bunch of kids tell me we were so surprised how well you took our mother yelling at you the other day. And so I got yelled at. Oh, well. they were good boys, but at any rate, okay, enough of that.
other final thoughts?
I think that presidents need to be adventuresome. I think they need to, they've got this group of people who are looking at them for leadership. And, you know, don't be afraid to talk to them. You don't have to know everything, but talk to them. You know, they've got ideas. Don't be afraid.
Mm-hmm. And to piggyback on that, Jackie said, you don't need to know everything. That's right, because that's why you have a team of people. And together, all the skills and talents, all combined, will make an awesome product, an awesome organization. We can't do it ourselves. Some of us thought we could. You got to ask for help. You have to rely on your team. You have to trust your team, and that'll make everything successful.
Right, right. Just because you're president doesn't mean you know it all and can do it all. No. A team is, there's no I in team.
Right.
And together, each achieves more. An old state president's motto.
Yeah.
God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. Jackie, any final words before we close?
I just gave them.
You did. I was just going to say, but you just did that. Okay. All right.
I'm glad everyone came. Don't forget, though, you know, I heard orientation. Look at the website. Devote a month to the website. You know, those who are tech savvy, you know,
yes.
Have them buddy up with someone who's not. And even if it's a matter of, well, you can't do it all in a meeting, but maybe they could go to the home or they could do it, you know, over the phone. But buddy up.
Maybe train some of our members.
Yep.
I can't hear a word she said.
She says,
help our members become computer savvy by giving little workshops aside from our regular meetings.
Yep, that's great. That's great.
Now, we can't accomplish it all at a state meeting. We can't accomplish it all at a local meeting. A lot of it's going to be offline, off to the side.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's some other date that, you know, is mutually agreeable among the members.
Yes, thank you,
Jen. One-on-one, a two-on-one.
That's it. Yep.
Great. All right. Well, thank you so much for spending an hour of your time with us tonight. We're going to be having another workshop. I believe it will be next Wednesday will be the treasurer's best practices. So we'll hear from some treasurers on some of the things that they do and some of the things you should do if you are a treasurer. And on August 5th, we will have one on doing Zoom, Facebook, and revisiting the website. There is so much on the website, so much resources that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You really want to get to know the website. We were at a meeting, it was a New York State Women, but it was a different meeting on Monday. And so many people were like, well, I don't have their number. Guess what, people? You do. If you go to the website and you log into the member login, there's a search, New York State Women Inc., and you can search for any member. You can get their phone number. You can get their email. It's all right there.
You know, I want to encourage, and I know we have to be safe distancing and masking, but when we have meetings like this, get a couple of your members together and you can watch it together because they don't have good internet reception or whatever. Get a couple of them and they can sit with you and they can see what's going on. So it's not just you.
Yep. Yep. And these are being recorded too. So those will be out under the member site so that you can share this in your email, share a link to it in your email to your membership and say, hey, this was a great, well, I hope it was a great workshop.
Where is it on the website?
Renee?
If you log into the member site and then go to state and Zoom meetings.
Okay.
Good. Perfect. All right. Ladies, it is 7:59. Start on time, end on time. My motto.
Okay. Right. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night. Have a good year.
Thank you.
Talk to you.
Bye. Bye. Bye.